You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, I'm Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo, and you are listening to The Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is The Flopcast, episode 329.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
And hello to the mayor of Chickentown.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi, Cornflake. Hi, Kevin.
We're here to talk about DragonCon.
All right.
Because I'm heading down to DragonCon in just a few days to represent the Flopcast.
You certainly are. You're doing a lot of representing.
Amongst
this year.
All the weird people.
You're going to represent like crazy.
And before we can do any of that, however, let's do National Whatever Day.
Just good fortune that the mayor is with us for this one, because I think, being the Doctor Who fan that you are, you will appreciate that August 28th is National Bowtie Day.
Excellent. Bow ties are cool.
They are indeed.
Now, how many Doctor Whos have worn the bow tie? Because I know they all dress a little differently.
Yeah, well, I think the second Doctor might have worn a bow tie sometimes, but the one who made it a big deal was the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith.
Yeah, the young kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was the one who specifically said bow ties are cool.
Because now the new Doctor Who, she dresses like Mork from Mork.
She does. She has suspenders. She has kind of a rainbow print on her shirt.
And sometimes it's the red suit with the shiny silver triangle thing on it. You know, like the
space suit
Mork.
Yeah. We're going to have to see how that pans out. They finished the filming for this new season and they promoted it at Comic-Con and it's going to premiere.
Her companion is going to hatch out of a giant egg like Jonathan
as
Winters.
As an adult, yeah.
But the Doctor is not the only famous bow tie wearer. I can think of a few others.
Like Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut was one that came to mind immediately.
Yep.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Of course. Mm. Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
Didn't Mr. Belvedere wear a bow tie?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't think of butlers as wearing ties in general, but I guess it depends on how formally you want your butler to dress.
Oh, I want my butler very formally dressed.
Your butler is a rubber chicken in a tuxedo.
Yeah. No, I don't want them lounging around looking all casual and relaxed. You are here to buttle in a bow tie.
Any other?
Some of the cats on Top Cat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bow ties, that's right.
They were pretty nattily dressed
Not
cats.
All of them, but some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them wore regular neckties.
Yes. I think they all wore ties of some kind.
A lot of ties.
That's pretty weird.
Very well-dressed for
junkyard cats.
Alley cats.
All right, so I've worn a bow tie in costume because I...
A clip-on, or did you tie it?
Well, no, it's a clip-on.
Apparently, people can tie those things.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know how to tie a bow tie?
I do not. I had a clip-on one for a while, though.
Yeah.
In 6th and 7th grade,
That was when you were in a barbershop quartet. I remember that.
Randomly clip a bow tie to my t-shirt going to school.
Kevin, have you ever worn a bow tie?
I don't think so. Oh, like maybe the prom?
Yeah, that seems to be that's the sort of thing you would do.
Yeah.
Wear a bow tie and a cummerbund.
Yeah. So I think it was just the one time.
Okay.
I've worn the cummerbund once since then, and that was at Ken Reed's comedy show. When he passed out cummerbunds to everybody, literally everybody in the room was issued a cummerbund.
Yeah, I think I had mine, like mine was, I like stuffed mine in my glove compartment for a while and was just riding around in the car with me for a while.
In case you were in a cummerbund emergency.
In case I needed an emergency
part of your roadside emergency kit.
Right.
In case of cummerbund necessity.
In case of prom.
You start handing out bow ties and cummerbunds to the EMTs.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea to keep a cummerbund in your car. Yeah.
Always.
I don't know. I think I still have mine from the Ken Reed comedy show. Maybe I should keep it in the car.
Yeah.
Where it could actually be useful.
Okay. Now there needs to be a national keep your cummerbund in the car day.
But we can definitely get all the chickens to wear cummerbunds.
Oh, sure. Oh, they love them.
Bow ties might be a little trickier. But chickens don't really have necks.
True.
Yeah. Well, a rubber chicken has a nice long neck.
Regular chicken. Yeah. Regular chicken, kind of the head just goes right on the body. Not a lot of neck going on.
Now you know why chickens don't wear bow ties. We've all been wondering. We finally figured it out. All right. Happy bow tie day to everyone who's not a chicken.
Yep.
Say, you know what's coming up next week? I think I said it already a few minutes ago, but that'd be DragonCon.
Yes.
As this show comes out, we are days away from DragonCon 2018.
And hopefully by this point you're pretty much ready, because I know that you've been doing a lot of work prepare for this.
Yeah, well, all year we're getting ready to some degree or another, and especially August, it ramps up. Me and all my weird DragonCon people are frantically preparing for DragonCon.
I feel like the wheels are turning, the gears are turning way in advance.
All year.
And so eventually.
The costume people are working frantically working on their costumes. I'm not one of the costume people, but I'm one of the panel and events people, so I'm preparing for various panels and events.
So I'm not going to be there this year, unfortunately. I did go 2 years in a row.
You were there last year.
There was, I wanted to see Matt Smith, the aforementioned bow-tie-wearing doctor.
The bow-tie Doctor Who dude was at DragonCon last year.
Yep.
I caught a fleeting glimpse of him in the hallway. Oh, Jimmy Olsen, we should have mentioned.
Oh, yeah, classic Jimmy Olsen.
Bow-tie-wearing character.
Certainly.
Is Jimmy Olsen, who will be at DragonCon this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So, DragonCon, we should say, is a giant, crazy convention that we go to every year. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, way down in the middle of the Deep South. It is August 30th through September 3rd. That is Labor Day weekend. So, it'll be 80-something thousand people will be lurking about, I think. So, pretty big show.
It is. It's
a little too
overwhelmingly big.
It's too big. Everybody stay home, please. Make my weekend a lot easier. DragonCon is very diverse in that there's a lot of different things going on, and the whole convention is divided into tracks.
Yes.
As you know, like 30-something different tracks.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think I'm actually doing a panel on the 30-something track, discussing the 1980s drama series 30-something, of course.
I never watched that.
No, neither did I. I don't know why they want me. But there's, Star Trek has its own track. Star Wars has a track. Puppetry has a track, which we're very excited about. The robots have their own track. There's a robotics track, Cornflake, for robots.
Oh.
So if you're a robot and you want to go to DragonCon, there is a place for you.
Yes, we recommend you check out the robotics track. There's literature tracks. There's
fantasy literature,
science fiction literature.
There's more than one type of fantasy track. There's like a high fantasy track now that deals with Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones and that sort of thing. And
got the urban fantasy. Urban fantasy has its own track as well. So many.
What is urban fantasy?
Vampires.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
I guess it's fantasy that takes place in a more realistic setting.
Yes.
Yeah. I think is how I've heard it described.
Yeah, so Magicians ends up on the urban fantasy track.
It's a show that you like.
Magicians is my favorite show right now.
Horror has a track, for the horror people. There's the steampunks are over on the alternate history track. Mm-hmm. And on it goes. Many, many, many tracks. Then there's the science-based tracks as well. There's science, there's space, there's skeptics, podcasting. So much wacky stuff going on.
A science track.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That sounds so cool.
You could spend the whole weekend just doing science stuff. And they have an extensive guest list, celebrity guests and experts in various fields that all these tracks cover. It's a long, long, long list, and I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Oh, good.
I'm going to give it. This is a tiny sampling of the guests. I just pulled out the names that may possibly be of interest to us. The guest that I was most excited about when I heard they were coming, because I've never heard these people on a guest list at any convention before, is a bunch of Sesame Street people.
Wonderful.
Now, Carol Spinney's coming back. He's been there before. That's Carol Spinney, of course, plays Big Bird and plays Oscar the Grouch. And we saw that amazing documentary about him a couple of years ago.
Yes.
He's incredible. Carol's going to be there. And also, though, Emilio Delgado, he plays Luis. Roscoe Orman is Gordon.
Yeah.
He was the third Gordon. They went through a couple of Gordons in the late 60s, early 70s,
third
very quickly.
Final Gordon.
Yeah, this guy settled into the role in 74, I think, and then held it through until just a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe Orman, who was Gordon, and Bob.
Bob
McGrath. Wow, you know Bob's last name.
Yeah, I do.
Look at you.
I had been following all the news with them when Sesame Street kind of briefly let them go because they were changing course and people went ballistic.
Yeah.
So... Now, Sesame Street.
Are they back on it?
They're back on
it. I didn't know that.
Kind of on a part-time basis, but they had axed them all together.
Yeah, I remember that they were all leaving the show a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that they were back.
Yeah.
And they're angry.
They turned it around.
And part of their revenge plan involves coming to DragonCon.
And telling all.
We're going to have 4 Sesame Street cast members. I was hoping that they would add Maria to the guest list, but apparently she's not coming. But come on, you got Luis and Gordon and Bob and Big Bird.
Perfect.
So I'm hoping to catch those guys if I can, schedule permitting. A bunch of Mystery Science Theater people are at Dragon Con every year. And this year, the lineup, it's none of the Riff Tracks guys are coming this year, unfortunately. But the new season of MST3K, the revived version, is going to be very well represented because Felicia Day will be there, who plays one of the Mads now, along with Patton. Patton Oswalt is not coming, as far as I know. But Felicia's going to be there. Jonah Ray is going to be there. The new guy trapped in space with the robots.
And we're a fan of his.
Jonah's going to be there. We've seen Jonah back on the Nerdist shows and whatnot before. Jonah's going to be there. The original host of MST3K, the creator, Joel Hodson, is going to be there.
That's great.
And on a personal note, we have to mention that one of the puppeteers from Mystery Science Theater who works on Crow is our friend, Grant Pachoco. Grant is coming back to Dragon Con.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we ran into Grant several years ago at Dragon Con, but that was before they even introduced the puppetry track,
I think. Yeah, he's been there before, but Grant, of course, is a very accomplished puppeteer, so he's going to be real busy on the puppetry track and with the Mystery Science Theater people and with the podcasting people. And
he wears many hats.
Grant's going to be busy, but a good friend of ours, we just mentioned him on the show a couple weeks ago, because he's now in the Podcasting Hall of Fame.
Ooh, how do we get in the Podcasting Hall of Fame?
Just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Maybe we need to have our own advent calendar like Grant. Already looking forward to Grant's advent calendar, which he does every year.
Give the Flopcast another week or two. I'm sure we will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Right after they induct the Monkees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, will immediately put us in the Podcasting Hall of Fame, I'm sure. So a bunch of Mystery Science Theater people anyway are going to be there, so that will be cool. Let's see, a bunch of actors now from the new Black Lightning series, which we've been enjoying.
Yeah, a good show.
Black Lightning was very cool. It's a superhero from the 70s and has his own show now, one of those primetime live-action superhero shows. And four members of the cast from Black Lightning are going to be there. That's Christine Adams, Nafessa Williams, Chyna McClain. They play his ex-wife and his daughters. Mm-hmm. And Marvin Jones III, who plays that creepy villain dude, Tobias Whale. He's going to be there as well.
I can't think of Black Lightning without thinking of Jive Turkeys.
We love the old Justice League comic book cover where Black Lightning tells the Justice League they're a bunch of Jive Turkeys. It was the best. It was 1979. Some Smallville people are going to be there from the old Smallville series, which we were fans of. And here's where we get to Jimmy Olsen wearing a bow tie, you know. Aaron Ashmore played Jimmy Olsen back on Smallville, and he's going to be there. Michael Rosenbaum was Lex Luthor, one of the best on-screen Lex Luthors ever, I think. And I'm pretty sure this is his first time at Dragon Con, and maybe one of his first conventions ever, is Superboy himself, Clark Kent from Smallville, Tom Welling, is going to be there. And he did not used to do conventions, I think.
Hmm.
But I guess he's finally turned around, because I believe he's going to be doing Rhode Island Comic Con in the fall as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So he's finally...
See what he's been missing.
Finally decided to join the convention circuit like everybody else.
I'm glad the local people will get a chance to see him.
Yeah, but that'll be cool. So if I can catch the Smallville people, I shall try, especially Tom Welling. It'll be fun to see in person. I've never seen him. For you Doctor Who people...
Yes.
Some Doctor Who guests will be there, including John Barrowman, of course. He's on all those.
You can't keep him away from Dragon Con.
John Barrowman is turning into a Dragon Con institution, I think.
People, he's a fixture.
People love Barrowman. He will be there. I don't know who this is, but Pearl Mackey. That's a big Doctor Who person, right?
She was the companion Bill on the last season of Doctor Who.
Was she the companion with Peter Capaldi?
Yes.
Okay.
She was his second companion.
My other guest from Doctor Who on my list is Peter Capaldi.
Yeah. Going to be there. That would be a huge draw for me, but I did get a chance to see him at Regeneration Who back in March.
So you saw him already this year?
I did.
All right. So you're okay with missing him in Atlanta?
And he is a great guest, so I'm sure that everyone who sees him will enjoy that very much.
Cool. For the Who people. The Who's down in Whoville, you know?
Dem Who's.
And from all those goofy DC TV shows, which I enjoy, you know, Tom Cavanaugh is coming. Man, that's desperately close to Tim Cavanaugh, isn't it?
It really is.
The 99 Dead Baboons guy. Ah. He's one letter away.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Even spells Cavanaugh the same way, I believe. And Tom Cavanaugh plays Harry Wells on The Flash. He's going to be there. Victor Garber is coming for the first time. He is Professor Martin Stein on DC Legends of Tomorrow. That is one half of Firestorm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was also on Alias, and he's a big Broadway guy.
Yeah, he's cool. Adrian Pasdar is coming. He was on that show Heroes way mm-hmm. back in the day. And he was on Supergirl this past season.
Yeah, it was kind of a recurring villain.
Yeah, Morgan Edge was Adrian Pasdar. Brandon Routh.
Oh, yeah.
And or Ruth. I can never remember how he pronounces.
I think it's Routh.
Is it Routh? Brandon Routh, of course, was Superman in the old Superman Returns movie of mm-hmm. about a dozen years ago. And now he's the Atom on Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have dueling Superman and or Superboys
he's
there.
He's going to mix it up with Tom Welles.
Yeah, I think so.
Tom Welles going to wish he'd never joined the convention track scene.
A lot of Superman stuff happening because this is Superman's 80th anniversary. And I know on the Classics track, we have a lot of Superman stuff happening. Rachel Skarsten is coming back. She was there last year. She was the young Black Canary on Birds of Prey. So she was part of the big the Birds of Prey reunion that they had at Dragon Con last year. Mm-hmm. Which I was very happy about. I met all the ladies of Birds of Prey when I was there last year. Rachel's coming back. And Jessica Harmon is coming. She's on iZombie. She plays Dale Bozzio.
Hey.
On iZombie, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, because we saw some of the iZombie cast a few years ago.
Yes. My favorite character name, possibly, because everybody on iZombie has goofy character names, mm-hmm. and that name might sound familiar, Dale Bozzio. Her character on the show, she's in the missing persons division, and the old new wave band back in the 80s, Missing Persons, their lead singer, her name was Dale Bozzio.
Oh!
They do crazy, clever things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's some of the more obscure ones, though.
Yeah, that one is more obscure than most of them.
Well, I got it immediately. Wait a minute, Dale Bozzio.
That's because you're you, Kevin.
That's crazy. Lou Ferrigno will be there. Of course, the Incredible Hulk. He's there every year. Lou mm-hmm. Ferrigno is also a Dragon Con institution.
Lou and John Barrowman.
That's the real Incredible Hulk from back mm-hmm. in the 70s, the real proper Hulk. Lou will be there. Here's one I made a note of for you, Cornflake. I remember from our 80s movie game a couple of years ago that you were a big fan of the miniseries Anne of Green Gables.
I was.
Well, Anne is going to be there. Megan Follows.
Wow.
Played Anne, right? In Anne of Green Gables.
Yes. I think she was there last year or...
Perhaps.
Perhaps going to be. I didn't get a chance to see her, but yeah, she's someone who I would like to see as well.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
She's on a show called Rain or was on a show called Rain more recently.
Yeah.
Well, I put her on my list here because I remembered from our 80s game. Yeah, she will be there.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Here's a weird one. Nick Frost is coming.
Yeah.
He's like the sidekick and all those Simon Pegg, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
And Spaced as well.
Yes.
And he played Santa Claus on an episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, I didn't know that. were you a 90210 viewer?
I was.
You were. You're in the right age demographic for 90210. Ian Ziering is going to be at Dragon Con this year.
Neat.
Like, better known these days for the Sharknado series.
Yeah. Yep. I think that they are soon airing or making the last Sharknado movie.
Oh, so they say.
So they say. I certainly hope so.
Until they make 15 more.
We had to see two of them because Riff Trax did them.
Right.
Yes,
I'm glad that they did not continue with the third.
The only Sharknados I've seen are the Riff Trax Live versions.
Mm-hmm. It's the only ones you need to see.
Right. Aaron Gray is coming back from Buck Rogers and, of course, for our purposes, from Silver Spoons.
Yes.
The lovely Aaron Gray. She's there.
Pretty much a regular, too.
She's also an institution at Dragon Con, And Erin actually runs a celebrity event booking company. So mm-hmm. she actually books a lot of the movie and TV stars that appear at conventions like this. So all her clients are at Dragon Con as well.
She's a convention star recruiter. Yes. That's awesome.
She also, I think she's doing this year, as far as I know, every year. She teaches Tai Chi classes at Dragon Con every year.
I would go to that.
You can sign up and do Tai Chi with Erin Gray. And I'm tempted to try.
Do it.
I have zero interest in Tai Chi, but I have a lot of interest
in Erin Gray.
in taking a class taught by Erin Gray.
That sounds like quality time with Erin Gray right there.
What if Ricky Schroeder showed up?
Oh.
Or Alfonso. I believe making her Dragon Con debut as well this year is Gina Torres. She was Zoe on Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also Cleopatra 2525. I think she might be the last of the Firefly people to come to Dragon Con.
Oh, okay.
So I think all the Firefly people are very excited that
she's finally coming.
Hey, Chicken Joe's coming. That'd be John Heder.
Chicken Joe!
Napoleon Dynamite's John Heder, who we love even more for Surf's Up, the animated surfing penguin and chicken movie.
Mm-hmm.
John Heder's coming. We met him at Super Mega Fest a few years ago, you and I.
Yes.
Did we get a picture with him?
Yes.
It's a picture of you and me and John Heder floating around out there. Here's a weird one. Lou Diamond Phillips is coming.
That is weird.
That's La Bamba.
Yeah. Has he done any, genre stuff?
I don't know.
Science fiction type stuff?
I know he's done a lot of movies and TV and stuff, mm-hmm. and I know La Bamba, mm-hmm. I know Young Guns.
Yep.
No Young Guns.
And that's it. But yeah, that's Richie Valens. A few people from the X-Files are coming. There's an X-Track at Dragon Con. They don't exclusively focus on the X-Files, but they cover like all the weird shows like that, kind of alien government conspiracy kind of shows. Mm-hmm. Any shows where weird things happen are covered on the X-Track at Dragon Con. And this year I made a note of it because I don't really care about X-Files. You were an X-Files viewer, right?
Yes.
I really wasn't.
I wasn't a big fan, I would say, and I haven't watched any of the new episodes.
Oh, that's right. They're making new ones. I forgot.
Yes.
So William B. Davis is coming. He was the cigarette guy.
Cigarette-smoking man.
Smoky man.
Mitch Pileggi or Pileggi is coming.
Him.
He was like the boss.
Yeah, he was somebody. He was a FBI guy.
Whoever that guy was. This one I thought was interesting, though. Annabeth Gish is
coming.
Yeah. Because she was like the replacement, right?
Yes, she was on later
seasons. Gillian Anderson left. They brought in Annabeth Gish. Mm-hmm. But I know Annabeth Gish from Mystic Pizza.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And from Hiding Out. With John Cryer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was the...
set in Boston.
The high school girl who was preyed on creepily by an adult posing as a high school student, John Cryer. Set in Boston, yes. So that's cool. I like Annabeth Gish.
Yeah.
She will be there. Another show that falls under the X-Track is Lost, which I watched and was hugely disappointed in.
Yeah.
And regretted all the time I invested because it was so stupid by the end.
Aw.
Nevertheless, some good acting on it, good characters, good people. Mira Ferlin is coming. She was Rousseau, the weird, mysterious French woman.
Yes, and she's also well known for Babylon 5.
Oh, okay. I don't know Babylon 5. Evangeline Lilly is coming, and she was definitely one of the big stars on Lost. And now these days, the Wasp.
Yes, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. The actual Wasp is coming.
That's cool.
Which is Titus Welliver.
He's Bosch.
Bosch, yeah, he was on Lost. I barely even remember him from being on Lost.
Yeah, he was the black smoke monster, basically.
He played a smoke monster. For our purposes, yeah, Bosch.
Yes.
Michael Connelly's detective character, Harry Bosch. Man, that's a great show.
Very good Bosch. Show. I recommend that to a lot of people.
Outstanding.
I've
read all the Bosch books, and the show, also really good. He will be there. Tom Kenny's coming. And I can't remember if he's been there before. Tom Kenny is the voice of SpongeBob, as well as many other cartoon voices. And his band is going to be performing as well, because
he
sings with a band, and the band is going to be doing a show. And I hear they're incredible. Hugely entertaining. Yeah.
One thing I've learned about Tom Kenny over the years is he and Bobcat Goldthwait are best friends.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
They used to call themselves Bobcat and Tomcat.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I have heard that. Yeah, and they were both kicking around the Boston stand-up scene together at one point, I think. A couple of the kids from Stranger Things are coming.
Oh, yeah.
That is Gatton? How would you pronounce his first name?
I don't even know.
Who knows? Gatton Matarazzo.
Yes.
Who plays Dustin.
Yes.
Kid with the curly hair and the baseball cap, Dustin. He will be there. And also Caleb McLaughlin, who plays Lucas.
Yes.
So two of your Stranger Things kids will be there. There's a comic book and pop art track, and there's a whole giant floor of a whole giant building just full of comic book artists and writers. And just a few names of interest to us. Peter David will be there. He's always there. Peter David's there every year. He's good. George Perez will be there.
Yes, your old friend.
Nice.
That's right. I did a panel with George a couple years ago, which was great. Legendary artist George Perez. We love George. Gail Simone, who's one of the best writers in mainstream comics these days. Gail is going to be there. William Stout, who's a great fantasy artist. I met him at a party at Dragon Con a couple years ago. Good guy. He was telling me about all his time spent in Antarctica.
Interesting.
I can't remember you talking about that.
Yeah, guy's been around. He's been to the bottom of the world to draw stuff.
Neat.
You know? Jill Thompson's coming. She's good, too. Jill, you would know from Sandman. She drew the Delirium story, Brief Lives, in Neil Gaiman's Sandman, and she does Scary Godmother and lots of good stuff. Jill will be there. Tom Zoller's coming back. This is the guy that did Love and Capes, and he did Long Distance.
Yeah, Long Distance,
I know you read. We read that for the show a couple of years ago.
Loved that.
He's great, yeah. He has a new book that it's been sitting on my giant stack of stuff to read for several months. He has a book called Time and Vine, which I want to read, and I just haven't gotten around to it yet. All I know is it involves drinking wine and time travel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Two awesome things that are even more awesome when you put them together.
If only we could do them both at the same time.
Yeah.
And now in this book, apparently you can.
All right. We got to learn how to do that.
Your buddy Craig Rousseau from the Perhaponauts is coming down to Dragon Con this year.
Super.
He will be there. And another friend of ours, friend of the show, Sarah Richard, is going to be at Dragon Con. She hasn't been there in several years, so I'm happy that Sarah's coming back. She's done covers for My Little Pony and Gem and the Holograms and Bob's Burgers comics, and she has her new graphic novel just came out, The Ghost of the Owl. Sarah's going to be there. Among the music guests, because there's all kinds of bands and DJs and parties and concerts and stuff, of course, and there's a filk track for all the filking people. The filkers are doing their filking all weekend, you know? Among the music guests are the Double Clicks.
Yeah.
They're cool. And
we love them. Mikey Mason's coming back.
That's awesome.
Mikey has become a regular. I think he's been to the last several Dragon Cons in a row now.
That's awesome. We've certainly seen him play a set here and there.
Yeah, and I know I said hi to Mikey last year, but I totally missed all his shows last year, so I did not get to see him perform.
Didn't he also play for folks that were standing in line for something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When people are lined up in front of his table, he will perform at his table where he just has his CDs and stuff set up. You know, yeah, Mikey, just he's got a guitar.
Yeah.
And
that's good marketing.
In the middle of the hotel lobby level where people are lining up and the bands have their tables set up, he is performing live throughout the weekend. But then he'll have his own official concert scheduled as well. And hopefully I will get to one if it fits my schedule. We can hope. Tom Smith, another friend of ours from the Fump scene. Tom Smith, king of the filkers.
Oh, he's such a nice guy, too.
Another Dragon Con institution.
Somebody please give that man a hug and say, this one's from Cornflake.
And somebody else that we first met, I believe, or at least I first met her at Fump Fest a few years ago. And a good friend, I believe, of our correspondent, Dornail. And you heard her on the show here that year on the Flopcast. And that's Alyssa Yeager.
Oh, yeah.
Who performs under the name Rhiannon's Lark.
Right.
She's coming to Dragon Con. And I don't think she's ever been at Dragon Con before.
I don't think she has.
Well, she's going to be there performing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get a chance to say hello to her again as well. Over on the science track, of course, we're way tied in with the science people and the astronomy people and the skeptic people, you know, so mm-hmm. We have a lot of friends who are lurking around on all those science-themed tracks. I barely have time for any of that anymore. I think I got to one science track last mm-hmm. year. We went to one, I think, that some people we knew were on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this year, the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast is coming back, and we love those folks, of course. So that's Steve, Bob, Jay, Kara, Evan, your whole SGU crew. They'll be doing a live Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and other stuff, so hopefully we can catch up with them. We just saw a bunch of them not long ago down in Connecticut.
Yes, when you did your Survivor.
I beat many of them at Survivor. They have a book coming out, by the way. We'll have to talk about that in the fall. There's a Skeptic's Guide to the Universe book on the way, mm-hmm. which is exciting. Looking forward to that. Rochelle Burks is going to be there.
She's Dr. great. Ray.
We know her, Dr. Ray. Yeah, she's cool. Emily Fink is a good friend of ours, and she's a science communicator.
Mm-hmm. And a great costumer, too.
Great costumer as well. Yeah, she's doing a bunch of science panels and a bunch of beautiful, elaborate costumes.
And she'll switch. Switch it up during the day. She'll wear one costume during the day, another one in the evening.
She has, like, whiteboards full of notes and schedules and stuff all year. Getting ready for Dragon Con. She's amazing. Emily's going to be there. And another good friend of ours is the noisy astronomer, Dr. Nicole Gallucci, is coming back. And Nicole will be on many science and astronomy-themed panels as well. So please try to catch those friends of ours. Now, from right here on the ESO Network, bunch of network people. ESO Network is always all over Dragon Con.
Sure, a lot of them are Atlanta-based.
So Mike Faber, of course, will be there. The director of the ESO Network, Mike Gordon, your co-host on Earth Station 1, will be there. And, of course, Mike will also have his booth in the comic book and pop art area.
You can go get yourself some Tiki Zombie.
Yeah, the Tiki Zombie booth will be running, of course, all weekend. Go meet Mike Gordon. Say howdy to Mike Gordon, because mm-hmm. that's one of Mike's big lines, you know?
Yeah, it's weird when he doesn't say it.
Definitely find Mike, say howdy, and get a copy of a Tiki Zombie comic book. And we should probably mention right now as well that I believe also available at the Tiki Zombie booth will be, assuming everything gets back from the printers in time. If you remember last year, we had the Earth Station 1 Tales from the Station Volume 2 anthology book mm-hmm. of short science fiction stories, and I contributed a story to that book. One of my weird, weird, weird stories was in that book last year. And hopefully, if all goes according to schedule, Volume 3, a new ESO book, will be available at Dragon Con.
That is neat.
I believe.
That has a new story by you.
Once again, I have contributed a story, a weird story, to the new Earth Station One anthology book. So we'll be talking more about that definitely as the weeks go on, especially once the book is definitely out. But I believe it'll be available at Dragon Con.
Excellent.
If not, soon afterwards. But hopefully you can get one right there. And I'm sure I'm going to forget people, but a bunch of people from the network are going to be there, including Angela, the geek girl from Earth Station One. She will be there. Ashley, who does the movie reports for Earth Station One. Mm-hmm. She's coming, I believe, for the first time.
Oh, cool.
Mary Ogle from Earth Station Who will be there. The cigar nerds are coming. A bunch of the Nerd Bliss people are coming. And even more. A bunch of shows are going to be represented, as well as many, many friends of the network. And that would be, I've jotted down some names of people who are among the guests and attending professionals at Dragon Con. Well, I'm one of them. I'm on the list. They made me official this year, once again.
You're on the guest list.
I'm on the guest list for Dragon Con, so I'm official, and I'll be working for Dragon Con all weekend, doing panels and stuff. But also, Keith R.A. DeCandido will be there, who's a author of many, many novels and stuff. Bobby Nash, award-winning writer, former Earth Station One host, and a good friend of the network. Bobby's going to be there. I think he's going to have a booth as well in the comics and pop art area. Van Allen Plexico is coming back. He's there every year. Van will also have a booth where you can visit him and buy his books. He's a novelist. I just read one of his new novels this year. I read Vegas Heist, which was very cool. Van's going to be there. Kevin Batchelder, another friend of ours. He runs the newbie Dragon Con group and lots of podcasts and panels and stuff. Michael Bailey from the Fortress of Baileytube podcast, of course, will be there. Michael Faulkner is going to be there, another friend of ours. Michael Williams is going to be there.
We know a lot of Michaels.
Michael French from Retroblasting is going to be there, along with Melinda Mock. There's a lot of Michaels, and we're doing something special because there's so many Michaels. We'll get to the whole classics track in a minute, mm-hmm. but last year we were talking about how, yikes, why are so many of us named Michael around here? And so the American Sci-Fi Classics track, which I do a lot of work with at Dragon Con, they're holding a Michael-themed event this year.
They are.
You know how we do roll a panel?
Yes.
Which is, we do a panel where we have as many panelists as we can. Everybody gets up on the stage together, just a stupid number of people are on the panel. And then there's a guy that makes a big special 20-sided die. We roll the die, and whatever movie or TV show comes up on the die, we have a 5-minute panel on that subject, and then we roll again. That's roll a panel. That's happening this year. But also happening is an extra special separate roll a panel all about Michaels and Michelles.
Oh, boy.
So we're throwing Michelles in as well, just so it's,
sure.
not,
yeah.
it's not all dudes, you know? So every spot on the die has a Michael on it. Some like Michael
or
Keaton
Michelle.
Or a Michelle. Some Michael or Michelle from pop culture. I don't remember exactly who. Like maybe mm-hmm. Michael Keaton, I believe, has a spot. Michael
sure.
Michael J. Fox might be on it. You know, people like that.
Mike from Mike and the Mechanics.
Perhaps Mike from Mike. I doubt it, but maybe. If they let me make the list, yes. I think they took one suggestion from me, though, because we were throwing out suggestions. And one suggestion that I made, I think they're actually doing this. There's going to be one magic spot on the die that's a combo spot for Mike Myers, because it's both.
Yeah,
it's Mike
yeah.
Myers from Saturday Night Live, Austin Powers, and Michael Myers from the Halloween movies.
So you have to talk about both of them.
Yes. There's going to be a combo Mike Myers spot. That was my sole contribution to the Michael panel, because I'm not a Michael. I will not be on this panel. But they're going to load up the panel with
as
many Michaels and Michelles as they can get on the panel. We'll be up there to discuss whatever Michaels and Michelles come up on the die. It's one of the goofiest things they've ever done on the classics track, and that's saying something.
It's beautiful.
I think it might tear a hole in the time-space continuum.
Tear a hole in the Michael-Michelle continuum. It's going to be glorious. I hope I'm available to go watch the Council of Michaels, as they call it. Bethany Kessler is also on the guest attending professional list. She's cool. We know
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I was on a panel with her last
yeah.
year.
Sue Kissenweather, Tallulah Love, used to be on the network on ESO, but she's way into the Atlanta burlesque scene, and she runs the Dragon Con burlesque show, which I have never been to because I'm just always too busy with other stuff. Because our friend Remy's part of the burlesque show every year, but I've never gone because I just don't have
time.
Maybe someday. James Palmer, Jim Beard, Jay Patrick from the Podcasterole, Adam and JP. You know, I don't know if Adam's coming. Hopefully. I know Jay Patrick's coming. And finally, Dave West, a.k.a. the Phantom Troublemaker, another friend of ours, and also formerly of ESO, but still doing his own Needless Things podcast and Dave is the announcer at the Dragon Con wrestling show, and he hosts his own big crazy game show and does many panels and events. Very busy dude at Dragon Con. He's great.
And you just showed me that they're making a movie about him.
Yes, there is a documentary about Dave the Phantom Troublemaker in production right now.
That's so neat.
A filmmaker followed him around for the past year and is, as we speak, editing a movie about the Phantom Troublemaker. Yeah, I think the movie is called Troublemaker. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. that's just the official list. Many, many, many other friends of ours will be participating in all sorts of ways throughout Dragon Con, including, we have to say, Kate Shaw, a dear friend of ours from the Strange Animals podcast.
And you go bird watching with her sometimes.
Well, last year we went bird watching in the rain.
Rained on.
Yes. But we regret nothing. It was fun. She will be there. And she's actually, I believe Kate Shaw is making her Dragon Con panel debut this year. Because she's actually going to be on a podcasting panel.
Excellent.
And again, if my schedule allows, I want to be there to see her on a panel.
Yeah, that would be cool.
In all likelihood, I will have a conflict and I will not be able to be there. But we'll see. I've got to ask her when that is. We mentioned the American Sci-Fi Classics track because, yikes, those guys are crazy. We love it. I do a lot of work with American Sci-Fi Classics, which is run by our buddies Joe Crow and Gary Mitchell. And just to give you a taste of what they're doing, American Sci-Fi Classics handles anything that's older than 10 years that doesn't fall under another track. This is the catch-all track for everything else. So, like, they don't cover Star Trek because Star Trek has its own track, for example. This year, they are covering, they're doing a panel about Roger Rabbit. They're doing a Ghostbusters panel, Planet of the Apes panel, Jurassic Park. They're doing a thing about sci-fi musicals. They're doing something just all about 1988. Geek year 1988, the year of Dying Hard and Coming to America. This is cool. They're doing something called Warriors, Death Wishes, and Shaft, New York City in the 1970s.
Oh, that's very clever.
That's going to be so super cool. I did not volunteer to be on that just because I feel like there are people that are way more experts on that kind of stuff than me. I know the Warriors, but I'm kind of weak on everything else.
Yeah, I've never seen Death Wish.
I have not either, and I probably never will. But that's going to be a cool panel. Mm-hmm. It's all about all that genre stuff set in New York City in the 70s. Earth Station One podcast is doing a panel about The Big Lebowski.
And last year, Mike Faber dressed up as the dude.
I wonder if he'll do that again for the panel.
Really kind of perfect for that.
Yeah,
he was
so good.
Dead ringer. That was a frighteningly accurate Jeff Bridges dude costume.
Yeah,
I think
everyone who saw him loved him.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Big Lebowski is on my list for this year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Also, last year, you may recall, they showed the Star Wars holiday special as a charity fundraising event.
Yes.
They raise money for it. Dragon Con has a charity every year. This year, I believe it's a literacy charity. It's a group that works in the Atlanta area with literacy education programs and stuff. They're going to get a big fat check from Dragon Con this year because they raise a lot of money for charity every year. So one of the things that the American Sci-Fi Classics track is doing for the Dragon Con charity is, once again, like last year, they did Star Wars Holiday Special, and you had to pay to get out.
What do you have to pay to get out of this year?
This year, they're showing, from 1978, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. This is the movie that Kiss, the band, made in 1978. It's notoriously dreadful and goofy and ridiculous. And on the classic track, we love dreadful, goofy, ridiculous things. So
Have you seen this?
I've seen clips. I've never seen the whole movie. I've never suffered through the whole movie. They're showing Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. It's going to be a late night movie. And if you can't take it anymore and you have to run screaming from the room, I believe Gary will be posted outside the door and he will happily accept a donation as you exit. and I hear among the panel, they're going to do a short panel about the movie, short panel, and then show the movie. Scheduled to appear on the panel is an actual dude from a Kiss tribute band.
Whoa.
He's going to be there. So I assume in full costume, I would hope.
That's pretty spectacular.
I don't know which one he is.
Right.
But we're going to have an actual suited up Kiss dude in the room.
Cool.
That's going to be fun. So that's just a taste of some of the stuff going on the very, very goofy American Sci-Fi Classics track. Let's run through my actual schedule really quick because I'm very busy at Dragon Con once again this year. But here's where to find me starting Thursday. You know, we do the walking tours for new Dragon Con attendees every year.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, unless I come to my senses, I will once again be among the tour guides leading people through the crazy labyrinth that is Dragon Con on Thursday to teach everybody where everything is, where to find everything, how to get around.
And stuff changes every year, so you're going to have to make sure that you're up to date on everything.
Yeah, things shift around. The official schedule, as we record this, the schedule hasn't even been released yet, so and maps and whatnot, so it's possible that some tracks are located differently from where they were last year. Mm-hmm. There's a whole new track this year, because even the tracks change from year to year. Sometimes they'll retire a track. Sometimes they'll merge tracks together, or they will split tracks. One track will suddenly become two different tracks. Like Skeptics track spun off from the Science track several years ago. The Tolkien track, there used to be like a Lord of the Rings Tolkien dedicated track, and that kind of morphed into high fantasy. And they took on Game of Thrones and other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so things kind of shift. Military sci-fi is its own track now, which handles Battlestar Galactica, Babylon 5.
Stargate,
Starship Troopers, Buck Rogers, all that kind of stuff. This year, the new track is, there's a diversity track, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
But this is a convention that's been very committed to diversity issues over the years. So now there's an actual dedicated track. Like it has a long, complicated name. It's diversity and speculative fiction and something else. It's the diversity track, but that's new.
Love it.
And I don't know where it is, so I'm going to have to learn where that is before I lead a bunch of people on tour.
Yes.
For example, so the walking tours for new people are happening Thursday from 2 to 5, and you will probably find me among the tour guides. Late that night, Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Go to the bar at the Hyatt, and that's where we're having the ESO Network meet and greet. So all of us from the ESO Network will be lurking around the bar.
There'll be a banner and everything, right?
They have an ESO banner, yes. So you can find us by the giant ESO banner, and we'll be hanging out there, meeting and or greeting. I will not do both. You must choose.
Would you like to meet me and or greet me?
That's always fun, hanging out with all the ESO Network people. Find us there. Okay, Friday morning, 10 o'clock. On the Classics track, Classic Sci-Fi Legends. This is like the memorial show that we do here on the Flopcast every year. This is the live convention panel version of that.
You get to go through this twice a year.
I do it twice a year. So. And this is the DragonCon year. So we're working from last year's DragonCon up to this year's DragonCon. So the calendar,
big ones this year.
The calendar shifts by 4 months from the Flopcast memorial show.
And it gives you a head start on our next memorial show for the Flopcast.
That's right. So this year, for the names that are top billed on the panel description are Margot Kidder and Harlan Ellison and Steve Ditko, who's the creator of Spider-Man, and many, many more. I'm putting together the PowerPoint presentation for this as we speak, so we'll have a visual presentation, as we did last year, to go along, and we're going to have a big panel to comment on everybody that we lost over the past year. I believe Mike Faber from ESO Network is going to be joining me
on
the Classic Sci-Fi Legends panel, so that'll be good. Right after that, 11:30 Friday morning, not on the Classics track, I'm doing a bunch of panels over on the American Science Fiction and Fantasy Media track. This is the track that covers, similar to the Classics track, but non-classic. This is the newer stuff, recent stuff. And we're doing a panel about Arrow, the TV show Arrow. It's called Arrow, The Fall of Team Arrow. So reviewing the past season of Arrow. So that'll be fun. I think a couple of the women that joined me last year on the Wonder Woman panel, I believe, are going to be. And you heard that on the Flopcast. Mm-hmm. Some people from that panel are going to be joining me on this one. That'll be good. And 5:30 Friday afternoon, also on the American Sci-Fi Fantasy Media track, Krypton, Black Zero, and Zods. That is a panel about Krypton, which is also another new TV series this past year. It's set on Krypton. It's about Superman's grandfather, essentially.
A couple of generations before.
Yeah, they jump back even before Jor-El. This is going back to Jor-El's father. And we will break down Krypton for you on that panel. Okay, Saturday morning, September 1st. This is one of the highlights of my schedule for DragonCon this year. Check this out on the Classics track. Schoolhouse Rock 45th Anniversary, that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the description, as authored, I believe, by Joe Crow. Celebrate the Saturday morning classics where galaxy girls and legislation that wore bow ties and nothing else.
Oh.
Bow ties.
I think he's talking about the Bill.
Bill wore a bow tie. Galaxy girls.
I just keep being on point without even trying. I love this.
Galaxy girls and legislation that wore bow ties taught us everything we need to know. Everything. Joe writes the best panel
I know.
I think I'm moderating this one.
We did a whole episode. Well, we did a whole series of episodes.
We've done several episodes on Schoolhouse Rock and my band Sponge Awareness. regularly performs a medley of Schoolhouse Rock. I've spent a lot of time with Schoolhouse Rock.
This is the job you've been preparing for all your life.
All been coming up to this. Also on the Schoolhouse Rock panel, Jim Beard will be there, who's a writer. I've worked with him before. Sue Kissenweather. Oh, I like Sue. She's cool. Mm-hmm. She's from the Women at Warp Star Trek podcast and many other things. Sue will be there. Mike Faber, once again, doing a couple panels at least with Mike. That'll be fun. Van Allen Plexico is going to be on this panel. Cool. I'm very excited about that, if only because last year I did not even see Van all weekend. Somehow we totally missed each other. So I know I'm going to see him this year because he's on the Schoolhouse Rock panel.
There you go.
There may even be other people on this panel. I don't know. That's Saturday, 10 o'clock. That's for people that hate the parade. This is our counter-programming.
Yes.
While everybody else is outside watching the parade, the cool kids are going to be inside.
Talking about Schoolhouse Rock.
Singing a noun as a person, place, or thing.
Yeah, you always wind up on counter-programming for the parade.
I love being on a panel during the parade because I do not go to the parade. But yeah, the parade is awesome. Don't get me wrong. We love the parade, but I don't go to the parade. I've seen the parade. I'm good. But
there's only so many years that you need to look at.
DragonCon has a giant parade with thousands of people in amazing costumes and vehicles.
Sweating their brains out.
Floats, and it's very hot outside. Yeah. And there are literally tens of thousands of people lining the streets of downtown Atlanta to watch the parade. It's an amazing event, which I happily do not participate in. I'll be at Schoolhouse Rock. 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon on the non-classics, American Sci-Fi Fantasy Media Trek, Gotham Season 4, Let's Go Crazy. I did a Gotham panel at Convergence this year.
Yeah.
This will be my second Gotham panel of the year. But why not? And yeah, Let's Go Crazy is a perfect title for this panel because that show just keeps getting crazier. Everybody on that show is absolutely insane. And we're heading into the final season of Gotham, so a lot to talk about. 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon is Rolla Panel, which we have described already, but Rolla Panel is happening. I will be there as well as every other panelist that Joe and Gary can possibly round up and trick into standing on stage like an idiot for an hour while we roll a giant 20-sided die. Rolla Panel features mostly stuff from the years 1978 and 1998, including, I understand, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is going to be on it. Godzilla, the 1998.
Oh,
Matt Broderick Godzilla.
Yeah, again, I've only seen that because of Riff Tracks.
Same.
A lot of goofy stuff on Rolla Panel. Sunday, let's go to Sunday now. 1 o'clock p.m. Here's something you've also heard here on the Flopcast was last year's classic sci-fi court. We're going to court again.
Ooh.
And I think if you listen to our recent show where we played the panel from last year, there was already some discussion about what is going to be on the panel this year.
Yes, there was. And some of that is coming true because the suggestion that I made during that panel from last year, it's actually happening this year.
For reals.
Yes. So we're in prime time this year. That was an 8:30 a.m. panel last year. Now I guess it was a success because we've been bumped up to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes,
when more people are conscious.
Right.
Judge Joe Crow has negotiated a better spot on the on the schedule.
Yeah, he used to have the bad judge's shift like a Harry Anderson.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Harry Anderson will be on our memorial show this year. Classic Sci-Fi Legends. Sorry to say, we shall definitely pay tribute to the late, great Harry Anderson, one of the great judges in TV history. But this year, the judge will be Joe Crow, presiding over the rest of us at Classic Sci-Fi Court, in which the panelists play the role of defense attorneys defending dreadful movies. And the movie, as I announced last year I defended Howard the Duck successfully, just barely. At the end of that panel, we were talking about what do we do next year, and I said, you know what? It'll be the 20th anniversary. How about the 1998 Lost in Space movie, which was not well received.
Yeah. Unlike Howard the Duck, I have actually seen this.
Well, I'm going to defend Lost in Space, the 98 movie, at Classic Sci-Fi Court this year, and other defense attorneys will be defending things like Mac and Me, which I've never seen, but that was like an E.T. ripoff movie from the late 80s. I think somebody is going to defend League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Was a horrifying adaptation of a great Alan Moore comic book. And I believe Joe Crow himself, Judge Joe Crow, stepping down from the judge's bench to play the part of defense attorney, and Joe is going to defend the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Wow. If anyone can do it, he can.
Absolutely, Joe can do it. So we're taking it up a level for this year's Classic Sci-Fi Court.
Big time.
That'll be fun. Please be there at Classic Sci-Fi Court. Right after that, 2:30 in the afternoon, run across the Marriott. Both track rooms that I'm doing all these panels in are both in the Marriott, which is the kind of centrally located Dragon Con hotel. I don't think we mentioned before, Dragon Con takes place, it's spread across 5 hotels, plus 2 other buildings full of exhibition space. All these panels I'm doing are all at the Marriott, which is dead center of Dragon Con. And these track rooms are both on the same floor, so you can just dart back and forth between my two rooms all
weekend. Yeah, that makes it relatively easy for
you. Nice and easy. Anyway, 2:30 on Sunday, Flash Season 4, trying to outthink the thinker. So obviously we are reviewing the latest season of The Flash. This was a wacky year on Flash.
Everything's wacky.
Everything's wacky. That's how I like it. They introduced the elongated man this year on The Flash.
Oh.
The elongated man. You know, he's a stretchy guy like Plastic Man and Mr. Fantastic. And now he's on TV. And I love it. All right, back to the classics track. Here's something goofy, believe it or not. We're going to watch another movie. This is a short panel followed by, you don't even have to pay to get out, but you're not going to want to get out. This is The Cat from Outer Space. In Disney-fied sci-fi.
Wow!
So we're going to do a short panel, I believe, on the subject of science fiction movies from Disney. Because they did a few back in the day. I always think of Tron right away, obviously, is my favorite example. But The Black Hole.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
And
would Escape from Witch Mountain be considered?
Is that science fiction?
Well, I think it's. I think the kids are aliens with telepathic powers. So
right.
I think it is.
You talked me into it. Yes, I'm going to say yes. And anyway, that's all leading up to The Cat from Outer Space, because not only are we going to talk about Cat from Outer Space, we're going to watch the movie.
That's so great.
I remember going to see The Cat from Outer Space in a theater when it came out. And Cat from Outer Space, it's a cat from outer space. It's a cat hops down off a flying saucer. It's wearing a glowing cat collar.
Yeah.
Was it a flying saucer of milk?
Yes. It should have been. Yes. Came splashing down. An amazing cast that stars Ken Berry from Mayberry RFD and from Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
And every other episode of Fantasy Island.
A lot of Fantasy Islands and a lot of other Disney movies, I think, and stuff. A lot of Ken Berry was in everything in the 70s and 80s and 60s, I guess. Sandy Duncan is in this movie.
Oh, wow.
From the Hogan family, you know, and from Wheat Thins.
Yes. The Wheat Thins commercials.
Both colonels from MASH are in this movie. That is Colonel Blake and Colonel Potter. McLean Stevenson and Harry Morgan are both in The Cat from Outer Space. It's an incredible movie. It's ridiculous. We're going to talk about it and watch it Sunday night. Please join us. Please.
No, I'm not going to be awake anymore.
All right, Monday morning. Here we go, 8:30 a.m. I'm not officially on this panel, but we want to point out, it's a Dragon Con tradition, is 8:30 a.m. Monday morning, superhero-versary. And that is, we recognize superheroes who are having anniversaries that year and other types of comic book and otherwise characters. Always a good time. And I will definitely, however, be on the next panel, and that is 10 o'clock. Monday morning, Labor Day, The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
40th anniversary of Startling Metamorphoses.
Will Lou Ferrigno be there?
I don't think we're going to get Lou actually on this panel.
No.
Yeah, Lou is at Dragon Con. I don't think he's going to be at our panel. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be so cool.
Lou does not do a lot of panels at Dragon Con. He's there every year, but he's mostly there to meet the fans and hang out. He might be doing his own separate Q&A panel this year, I think, which I don't think he's done in a few years. Mm-hmm. He does not do a lot of. He might be doing one this year, I think. But this will be a discussion panel about the show. Here's Joe's description. Years before Ragnarok, a TV show about the Hulk taught valuable lessons about the dangers of radiation and bell bottoms. Not necessarily in that order. Man, we love that show. The old late 70s through early 80s, Lou Ferrigno, Bill Bixby, Incredible Hulk. And we shall discuss it. Michael Bailey is on that panel with me, of course, one of our resident superhero experts. Michael will be there. James Palmer's on that panel. And I don't know who else is on that panel, but we're all going to talk about the Hulk. That is it. That's enough, right?
Yeah.
That is my Dragon Con official schedule. Everything is subject to change, needless to say. A lot of things are probably going to shift between the time we're recording and the time everything's happening. So watch your schedule. When you get the Dragon Con app with the whole schedule, any changes will be reflected on that. And we'll make sure we let everybody know what's going on and where to find it. Tune into the ESO Dragon Con Report podcast, because the ESO Network does a whole monthly podcast breaking down everything you need to know about Dragon Con. So there you go. That's everything you need to know about Dragon Con.
That is a packed schedule you have, so I hope you get to see some of the things that some of the guests and friends on other panels that...
What I just listed is where you will definitely find me, but in between all that stuff, I'll be running around trying to see and do as much other stuff as I can, of course. So hope to see everybody there. If you run into me, I will have the Flopcast badge ribbons with me, of course.
Get you some Robilar.
We will have Robilar, our favorite Martian. Robilar from Mars, Flopcast badge ribbons, absolutely. If you find me at DragonCon, I will give you a badge ribbon, I promise. Before we do our end of the show plugs, here's a weird plug. We teased this last week, I believe.
Yes.
I gave a save the date announcement last week. I'm going to give
Tuesday, September 25th.
Ooh, good memory, Cornflake. That is correct. If you're in the Massachusetts area, I hope you're available Tuesday evening, September 25th. Here's the deal. You know my band, the Sponge Awareness Foundation, does not perform very often. I think it's been about 3 years since we last performed, and that was in Minnesota.
I think my wildest hopes are about to become a thing.
This is not a Sponge Awareness Foundation concert.
Oh.
We are not doing a Sponge Awareness Foundation concert. This is better. This is weirder.
Okay.
This is weirder than a Sponge Awareness show.
What?
Sponge Awareness is involved.
Okay.
Here's the deal. It's a concert. It's a show. It's a band. You know, playing songs for the people. It's Sponge Awareness is part of the band. It's me and it's Ed, keyboardist of Sponge Awareness. We are both in this band. Also in this band is Ed's brother Mike.
Mikey. He
played guitar with Sponge Awareness many, many times. Mikey's going to be there on the guitar. And also somebody I haven't seen in a long time is a dude named Carl, who I knew originally. He was the saxophone player in Duck Duck way back in the day. We were part of the wacky music scene around Lowell that Sponge Awareness was born into. Carl was part of that scene as well with Duck Duck. Carl is in this band as well. It's the four of us. I don't know if anyone else is going to be involved or what, but that's the lineup as far as I know. The name of the band... Again, as far as I know, I think the name of the band, I'm in this band, I'm not even quite sure of the name. I think we're going to be called After These Messages.
Oh.
The show is, we're going to be performing TV theme songs all night.
Oh my goodness. That's spectacular.
We're putting together a band, one show, one night only, After These Messages, and we are performing TV theme songs. That's the plan.
We're the people.
This is at a place called The Lasting Room in Haverhill, Massachusetts. This is sort of a cool pub, I believe, in historic downtown Haverhill.
Haverhill has lots of cool pubs.
It's called The Lasting Room, and we are performing there starting, I believe, at 7 o'clock. I could be totally wrong about all of this, by the way, so stay tuned for updates as we get closer. But that's the plan. So,
that is bizarre.
That's going to be crazy fun. Can you even believe this is happening?
No, yeah. No, this sounds like I'm dreaming it all.
You knew nothing about this until just this minute. I saved it as a special surprise for you for our DragonCon preview show.
I'm going to be counting down the days. This sounds so cool.
Yeah, man, I hope to see everybody there. So that's my plug. We'll remind you about this in the next couple of weeks as well, because that's coming soon.
How about I do some plugs now?
Okay.
Please do, and then get us out of here.
Let's jet. You can find us on the internet between shows at flopcast.net or on Twitter, where our handle is at flopcast, facebook.com/flopcast, and on Instagram, the_flopcast.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Cornflake, thanks once again for suffering through a DragonCon preview show.
I suffered it with a smile, though. Thank you for telling me all about what you're going to be doing at DragonCon.
And the mayor's here, of course, a grizzled DragonCon veteran.
Yes, I'm not quite so grizzled as you.
Yes, I'm the most grizzled of the three of us, according to, as far as DragonCon. So I hope to see everybody there. Hope to see everybody here next week as well, right?
That's a plan. Mark it down. Peace and cookies.
What is the Geekly Oddcast? It's a panel show of television.
I mean, seriously, where else was I supposed to go and watch Gomez Adams ride a rocket ship on a railroad track?
Gaming.
And the dice say... 17.
Oh my god, 17 is Mystic Quest. And whatever comes to mind.
Why does Zod need a starship?
Alternating Thursdays on the Geekly Oddcast.
Did you know the ESO Network has a brand new Patreon? That's right, we're asking for your help, and you could do it for as little as a dollar a month. Don't fret, all your favorite shows will still be available for free as always, but you can get exclusive podcasts and more not heard anywhere else but on our Patreon. To sign up for the ESO Network Patreon's easy. All you have to do is go to esopodcast.com and click on the link. With your support of the ESO Network, it's you who will reap the rewards.
Okay, it's the Secret After Show. And the mayor's still here for the Secret After Show. I thought you'd go run screaming for the exit.
I tried, but I tripped.
Oops.
Fell back into the studio.
The big pile of bow ties that we had for whatever day.
And cummerbunds.
It's a kind of a fire hazard, that giant pile of bow ties that we have blocking the exit. Oops. Mm-hmm. But it kept you here for the after show. It was worth
it. I'm a bit tangled up in
We regret in ties. Nothing. Here's some secret information for the secret after show.
Ooh.
Want to hear something about DragonCon that I omitted from the DragonCon previous show?
Tell us.
Here's a first for me. May be happening. During DragonCon, for the first time, I may be appearing in costume.
Turkey Stark?
Yes. I'm reviving my classic, hugely popular Turkey Stark costume. No, I may be in a very, very weird, ridiculous costume for one of my panels. So if you come to my panels, you may see me in costume. First time ever at DragonCon.
I cosplayed at DragonCon a couple years ago.
Yeah, what did you do?
I was Xanadu.
You did Xanadu.
Yes, I did Xanadu.
You did the Olivia Newton-John Xanadu costume. Mm-hmm. That was outstanding.
Thank you.
But for me, I've always just been in my grizzled podcaster costume.
Yes.
My disgruntled, angry, miserable podcaster costume. This year, I may wear a second costume as well.
That's going to be exciting.
At one of my panels and themed to match one of the panels that I'm doing.
So you're dressing as a skink.
I might be a skink. We'll see.
I didn't think you were doing any panels about skinks.
Yeah, catch me on the skink track, kids. Skinks actually are involved in one DragonCon thing, sort of, because here's another exclusive. My story in the new ESO anthology just may involve skinks. I'm not sure if that's going to help sales of the book.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the Tee Public Store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.